Jake Spaulding with you. We're talking CAW football once again this week as the Perry LeCompton CAWs move on to the sectional round of the playoffs after an impressive road victory over Frontenac last week, 28-22. And I'm joined once again by head coach Mike Paramore. Been doing this for more than two decades. And coach, first off, just congratulations on a great win last week. A game where you guys found yourselves down early in that contest, down 14-6 at the half. But things just took a turn in your direction in the second half. Just if you can break it down for me on, as you had a chance to look back at it and kind of let the excitement kind of fall down a little bit and you got to really dive into that game. What's your big takeaway?
Yeah, we did some things early that, you know, made some mistakes. It was a pick six early and, you know, got them excited and that got them rolling a little bit. And so we had to dig ourselves out of a hole and deal with some adversity. And I love the way our kids did handle it. You know, we came back and got a score, like I said, 14-6 at half. But then we come out and we made a mistake early in the second half. So we put ourselves and got buried a little bit, but I love the response. I mean, we came out and we kept playing. We put a drive together. We go down and score. And okay, now we got, we're 22-12 ball game. Let's go, let's go. And, we get a stop on defense. They punt it. And Tristan gets a huge punt return. You know, 70 plus yards, whatever it was, to the house. And we get the extra point. And now it's 22-20 ball game. So it was great to see that. Then our defense stepped up again, got a stop and actually forced a turnover. And from there, we were able to go down and cash that in. Made a stop at their last time having the ball, and then we just burned up the last 4.5 minutes, a couple first downs, and they never got to see it again. So really pleased with our effort down there and how our kids played.
Your team, once again, Coach, has just been one that has had adversity one way or the other throughout the season, whether it be injury, whether it be a really, really tough opponent due to a schedule. And we talked last week about how this schedule prepared you for a game such as this. The adversity that you met in this game early and the bounce back you saw from the guys, what really stood out for you when you saw them keep their composure and mount that comeback?
It's just fun to see that they continue to you know, that's the drum we're going to beat. You know, if something goes bad, we're not going to sit there and go lose our mind, guys. You know, we got to be able to handle it because there's going to be a lot more snaps in the football game where we can go make some things happen our way and see if we can get things changing around. You guys were talking about on the radio when we were talking the other night, you know, Big Mo. Well, Mo can come and go and get back in your corner if you do those things, and it changes your level of intensity and your focus on it when good things happen, and so you believe, and that did change. And so, like I said, we're just going to keep coaching that way. We're going to stay positive. We're going to keep playing hard. And, you know, we're always telling them, don't worry what the scoreboard says. Let's worry about what we're going to do next play. See if we can make something work and go our way. And, you know, it's glad to see our kids just keep their nose down and keep playing.
First time ever going down to that far portion of the state, Coach, and you guys come away with a win. A long drive back home. You made a comment to me about how the boys, it didn't take long for them to kind of crash out into the bus afterwards. But before we move on to this week's contest, I guess just tell me how proud you are of the kids for, you know, enduring that kind of a long road trip and breaking things down differently than a typical Friday night is for this team.
Yeah, it was nice for us. And, you know, we got down there and we stopped at Fort Scott, and Fort Scott Community College was nice enough to let us get out and use their facilities. They got, you know, they dropped their football program. They still got a practice field over there. And so we got to get out and get a walkthrough. And, you know, our parents did a great job sending some stuff down for them and having some snacks. And then we get down there and, you know, we just didn't worry about it. The weather came through, the rain came in a little bit. And it didn't pour the whole game, but there were portions of it where it was coming down pretty good. And so it's like, oh, that's what it's going to be. Let's just go play. And they were excited at the end, and it was great to see our fan support make that trip down to Southeast Kansas. And like you said, then we got them something to eat and put them on the bus, and we barely got past Fort Scott, and that was one quiet bus the rest of the way. But those are fun road trips and fun wins and fun memories, and it lets us play another week.
And that's the big thing, too, Coach, is that all year long, you know, you talked about it's more than football, and that's something that these kids now have is that memory of that trip and the awesomeness of getting the win, but just the memories of being able to go down and come back and do it as a group and everything. It's definitely great. And, Coach, now your reward for getting that big win last week, you now take on Topeka Hayden, arguably the top team in the East in the Class class of 3A, but you've seen this team before this year, and you guys have had some interesting matchups over the past few seasons, dating back even to 2020, when you're looking at deep playoff runs. And so it's not an unfamiliar foe like you had this past week. How's preparation been like for you guys going up against the Wildcats for the second time this year?
Yeah, it was good to go back and look and, you know, see if we can correct some things. And the kids got to look at the film. And so, again, you know, you correct it during that time, but they get to come back and see it again. And we told them we're a different football team than we were a month ago. We've gotten better. We've gotten a little bit more confidence. So we got to continue to fix those things and go out and play our best brand of football that we can. Hayden's a good football team. They're where they are for a reason. They're scoring a lot of points. And so for us, we're going to have to go out and see if we can go play with them, play with the physicality, see if we can get some stops offensively, see if we can move the football and do some things to kind of control the clock. So we're looking forward to that challenge. Always good to be playing for a second time and see if you can get better than what you did against them the first time. They put it to us.
First time was week 7, and that was a district play. Hayden won that matchup 50-16, but you referenced it just a moment ago about how you've had opportunity to look at that film. You're a different team than you were a month ago, and the ability for the kids to kind of see what changes need to be made because of opportunities that they now can see of, oh, man, we missed this, we missed that. Do you feel like the ability to play a team for the second time and these kids having an opportunity to see how the first time went will help you this week?
Well, I think it should. I mean, they've done a good job with film. They study it. They look at it. They look at it kind of how we wanted to look at it from a coaching standpoint, not from the just watching to watch it or have, you know, just the football fan. They're looking from a technique. I wasn't very good there. I mean, how you can be better. You know, was he just better than you or are you just not very good technically in what you need to do? That's the biggest thing they saw. We didn't tackle well at all that night. Give credit to Hayden. They got some athletes that make the miss, but we got to get guys on the ground. When we get opportunities to make a tackle, we need to make a tackle because there's spots. You know, we show them, hey, we'll make a tackle here, and now we'll have to field. You know, we're going to force a punt. And instead, they get a first down. So just that attention to detail defensively, you've got to be locked in. And then when you get that opportunity, make sure you tackle, get guys on the ground, and let's make them punt the ball back to us.
Offensively, your squad is really finding their groove with the ground game. Last week against Frontenac, you rushed for, once again, over 200 yards as a team. Tristan Gordon was over 100 yards with a touch. Garrett Metcalf had a few carries as well. Didn't have a whole lot of yards, Coach, but scored the ball twice as well on the ground. Just tell me how important it is. You know, you and I have said many, many times throughout our weeks on this show is defense and running the football travels well in the postseason. How important will it be for that same motto to kick in this week?
Well, that's going to be big. I mean, if we can do that, you know, take care of the football, and if we find a way to get some stops. We got to go be physical because Hayden presents you with a lot of different things. Not only they can run the football physically, they can spread you out and sling it around a little bit. So they provide quite a challenge. But, you know, go out and trust what you're supposed to do. Go play with some reckless abandon and have fun playing this game, and we'll see what we can do.
All right, Coach, final thing, and we'll let you get back at it, is just what's it going to take tonight for you to get that W against the Topeka Hayden Wildcats and move on to a sub-state game once again?
Yeah, well, we beat that same drum. We're going to take care of what we can take care of. You know, let's go in and be as well-prepared as we can and what we're going to do scheme-wise, both sides of the ball, and then go play with great effort. Go play with great enthusiasm. Take care of each other, and let's have fun playing this game. And see where it's going to take us.
The winner here, Topeka Hayden and Perry LeConte, will play the winner of Wellsville and Prairie View in the sub-state round next week. Coach, thank you so much for your time as always. Good luck to you and good health, and hopefully we chat with you again next week.
Absolutely. Hey, appreciate the coverage.
All right. That's Coach Mike Paramore of the Perry LeConte Cause. Once again, the call locker room chat is presented by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry and Heinen Repair Service.